Mates, that's seriously, well, buddy. What the heck is happening here?
Christ, talk about a crazy 24 hours. I think last night, as I posted on Twitter, was the straw that broke the camel's back for Mr. Chiellino. And I think this is the best news that's happened to this football club for a very long time. I felt under Mr. Chiellino, who's gone backwards. Was it six managers? He's ridiculous. Numerous players, certain players that haven't been up to it. And I think to get your club back and to hopefully get the club back on an even keel. And it kind of feels like we lost our soul a little bit under Chiellino. And now hopefully Leeds Fans United and the wonderful work that Dylan's done, we can get our football club back and start supporting the team again.
Stats last night at Elland Road. It was quite clear the message from a lot of them Leeds United fans, Massimo Chiellino, get out of our club. And it now looks like that is going to be the case.
Yeah, I think, Tom, last night it was the final straw for him, because enough's enough. I know there was organised protests coming up in November and what have you, but I think last night was the final straw, certainly for a lot of fans and certainly for Mr. Chiellino. And it seems like he's got the message. As he's rightly said, the fans are the only thing his football club has, and hopefully we can go forward from here.
Now, there's been some rumblings, obviously, earlier on today, and there's been a report on our TV Yorkshire channel as well, tvyorkshire.co.uk. Just search it on Twitter as well, at TV Yorkshire, you'll find it. You'll see the video that Joe Rawson did earlier on, reporting on this, saying that, you know, Massimo Chiellino may have been thinking that it is all over now, and it appears that that is the case. I mean, does this say to you that his appeal is going to fail? Has he been told, Massimo, you're not going to win this appeal, you are going to be disqualified?
Yeah, to me it does, because I think he must have known in the background that he's been through appeal after appeal after appeal, and surely somewhere along the lines, after being banned originally last January, he'll be banned again, in my opinion, this time around, and that leaves the club really stuck with no managing director and no one to run the football club. And I think, yes, I think that certainly had something to do with it, and hopefully Leeds Fans United can come on board and sort it all out.
And I know that when Massimo Chiellino finally agrees to sell, there'd always be a lot of people interested, a lot of companies, a lot of organisations. Yeah. Just how important is it to you, Stats, that it's Leeds Fans United, the people that, you know, what are supporters of the club?
I think it's very important, to be honest, Tom, because they've got the club's best interests at heart, and the proper Leeds United people, proper Leeds United fans, and they know what it feels like when we go and cross that white line and concede goals and score goals. And I think they will certainly have the club's best interests at heart once they do take over.
Now, here's the thing, Stats. We've seen six managers, as you said, in so long.
Yeah.
We've seen another three crazy weeks with yet more press conferences, sackings, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think the aim is now for Leeds Fans United? Are we going to get some stability? I know this isn't going to happen tomorrow. It's not like we're going to have a press conference on Monday morning saying this deal's done and dusted. Let's all get it done. What is the vision for the club going forward in your eyes now, seeing this? Where do we go? Is it all going to be under Steve Evans or what?
There has to be stability. I think Steve Evans has now got to be given an opportunity and given a chance to get his own stamp of authority on the squad. I think he clearly saw last night that certain players weren't up to it and certain players have a fear of playing at Elland Road. I think he's got to be given some funds, all being well, in January to go and strengthen the squad and just stabilise the season and hopefully have a bash at it next season, all being well.
It has been a rather intense 30 minutes. I know you were very passionate last night on Twitter, seeing some of your tweets last night, just talking about that game. And obviously, you know, the 2-0 defeat at home, no wins at home since March. It must have been difficult. And you apologised there. I just actually saw this on Twitter before I got talking to you. You apologised for your thoughts. Never, as a fan, mate, apologise for anything that you say, because it's the passion that you've got for your club.
It is.
And that is what I like to see of any fan from any club. It doesn't matter. Mate, you've got one message. You've got your platform to say this right now. This deal goes through. What are we saying to Leeds Fans United about your thoughts for the future of the club?
Get behind Leeds Fans United. They will stabilise the club. They will sort this out. And hopefully we can go on and prosper and go on to bigger and better things in the future.
It's all about marching on together, I guess, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.